This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Decisions over assigning Missouri Senate seats could affect who serves in the chamber. A bipartisan redistricting commission reached an agreement over Missouri's 34 state Senate districts. The numbering of districts matters because only half the chamber appears on the ballot each election. Odd-numbered districts are elected during presidential years like 2012, and even-numbered districts appear in midterm elections such as 2014. The redistricting plan renumbers the current 10th district in Jackson County as the 7th district. That means current Democratic Senator Jolie Justice would serve out her term while voters in the district would elect a new senator. On the flip side, the need to find an odd-numbered district adds to the problems for St. Louis Republican Senator Jane Cunningham, who currently represents the 7th district. Some low-income seniors and people with disabilities in Missouri could have to pay more out of their pocket to qualify for Medicaid coverage under changes being initiated in the state program. About 24,000 Missouri residents qualify for Medicaid, even though their income is higher than the program's federal limits, by, quote, spending down the difference between their monthly income and the federal eligibility limit. The problem, as state officials told a Senate panel this past week, is that the state might have been giving people too much credit toward their monthly spend-down amount. Federal law says that people in the program are only supposed to receive spend-down credit for the portions of the medical bills they actually pay. Department Interim Director Brian Kincaid said that people who join the spend-down program after February 1st will have their bills processed per the federal rule. Columbia Transit is looking to cut around $1 million from its budget in fiscal year 2013. Public Works spokesperson Jill Stedham says Columbia Transit is looking at changing a few of its bus routes to address underfunding. Stedham says the black and gold routes that currently run between the University of Missouri campus and 9 apartment complexes are funded mostly by fees paid by the complexes. Staff has presented a proposal to City Council to increase the cost for the complexes to keep the buses running during the fall semester.
No decisions have been made at this time and no contracts have been signed at this time. However, we have talked with the apartment complex owners, and at this time we have about 4 apartment complexes that are interested in pursuing the new proposal.
The proposal would change the cost to about $62 per bed for the apartment complexes. If each resident rides the bus for one round trip a day, that would average out to about 36 cents a ride. That would be an increase from an estimated 18 cents per ride. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver will be among the participants at a Missouri River meeting next month. The Missouri Levee and Drainage District Association is putting on the event. The Missouri River has been a big topic of discussion among levee owners since last year's extensive flooding. In June, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began releasing massive amounts of water from upstream reservoirs that had filled to overflowing with record runoff from rain and heavy snowpack. The resulting torrent easily overmatched earthen levees along the river. Northwest Missouri was particularly hard hit. The association says other people attending the meeting will include representatives from the Corps. The Missouri Auditor's Office has completed a review of a state-chartered workers' compensation company that initially resisted the auditor's efforts. Auditor Tom Schweik planned to release the results Monday of his review of Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company. The Columbia-based insurer is a quasi-public company founded by the state in 1993 to help businesses get workers' compensation insurance at reasonable rates. The company had previously asserted it was exempt from state public records laws, but it agreed last August to undergo what it described as a voluntary review after the auditor's office threatened to file a public records lawsuit. The audit came after former Governor Roger Wilson was replaced as the company's CEO without any public explanation. The Elish Fischel Cancer Center will hold an event next month aiming to educate Columbia residents about breast cancer risks and screenings. The Breastology 101 program has been held in other mid-Missouri towns, but this will be the first time in Columbia. MU student Allison Samuels had not heard about the program, but said she would be interested in going. Samuels has already had her run-in with breast cancer.
My mom had breast cancer, and so just because we don't know her family history since she's adopted, I've been going and getting checked out a lot.
Breastology 101 is funded through a grant from the Mid-Missouri affiliate of the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation. The program will be held at the ARC in Columbia on March 13th at 6 p.m. The University of Missouri Extension is working with the Nixon School District to make school meals healthier. As part of the effort, two schools have piloted a salad bar that provides seasonal fruits and vegetables. Nixa is also working with Rob Corliss, a chef who is volunteering for the district. Corliss provides a monthly special on the salad bar, including space salad, which is made of melon and starfruit. Nixa Wellness Coordinator Kevin Cobb says that when students have the chance to choose, they are selecting healthy foods and, quote, devouring them. The University of Missouri will hold a series of events on the Columbia campus this week as part of a national campaign to raise awareness about eating disorders. The events include a free screening for eating disorders from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Wednesday at the Women's Center and the MU Student Center. Other activities include a screening and discussion of a film that examines public portrayals of body image and an event called Operation Beautiful, in which the public can write positive messages on the mirrors of public restrooms in the Student Union. More information and a full schedule of events can be found on the website of the university's Counseling Center. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.